Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
But in a galaxy far, far away, to a world that's made up entirely from your life stories, in advance of the Oscars coming up, we're creating a movie trailer. You know, a trailer in a world where, based on your life stories, here's the deal. We'd love you to finish the sentence that starts, in a world, tweet your plot twist sentence, add something from your life, be clever, using the hashtag in a world, or call us at 877-8MYTAKE. And to give you an idea of how it might sound, here's a trailer made up by our team here at The Takeaway.
In a world where laughter was king, in a land before time, in an outpost on the edge of space.
In a world where one woman who speaks no Japanese flies to Japan alone.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
She finds that her apartment has no heat or hot water. And can't explain it to anyone.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
But then, with love on her side and a pure sense of reckless abandon, she makes her way to Tunisia.
So let them bring on all their problems. I'll do better than my best.
It all seemed to be going her way until she found herself on the cover of the New York Times Lifestyle section playing bar trivia.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Joe liked trivia, as well as dressing like a bum. There was that one time in Spain that the locals mistook him for homeless and gave him enough money to make a collect call.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
She was in New York, dropping her iPhone on the subway tracks, only for a Spanish tourist to jump in and retrieve it. A misconnection? Perhaps. A broken phone? Definitely.
Kristen had no interest in Spanish tourists. She just wanted to live in Brooklyn, and she was saving up money by donating blood at the local plasma clinic while serving cocktails at a gay bar.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
And so, in a world where one man had no hope for love, he wound up at a gay bar and found a Frenchman who turned out to be his future husband.
Be a part of yours or all of those movies with your tweets. Go to @TheTakeaway using the hashtag in a world or call us at 877-8MYTAKE. We'll play some other examples starring you later on. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.